There's a quote I was reflecting on. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. I was thinking about the patients I treat that have anxiety, and oftentimes when they have a big project or something assigned to them, they look at the big picture, and when doing so, they become overwhelmed and have a lot of anxiety. So oftentimes we talk about chunking it down to small, reasonable, attainable steps to be able to achieve the steps that make up the larger picture. And by the time you've done all the steps, the project's done. This week I talked about doing so and making sure that your steps are reasonable and attainable. Because if you make steps that are bigger than what's reasonable, you set yourself up for failure, and then you may become disappointed and discouraged, overwhelmed, and stop motion on your intended project altogether. So this year, 2024, set yourself up for success. Make goals small, reasonable, attainable steps so that you can achieve them for yourself and find yourself having success. We believe in you here at Recharge Your Life, and we want to see you succeed. So if you're not able to do these things in your everyday life and struggle with anxiety and want help in conquering your anxiety and being able to achieve the goals that you have set out for yourself this year with success, please reach out to us, because Sarah and I both have lots of years of experience helping people with anxiety, and we too would love to help you with yours. If you're in Pennsylvania today is Saturday, January 6th, and it's very snowy outside right now, so please be safe in the weather, and we look forward to helping you in 2024. As always, Recharge Your Life will be your spot, where waiting lists are never a thing. We do not believe in them. It's unethical in my book, and we are not allowed to have a waiting list ever. I will always make room for a client, always make space available for a client to access treatment when the client needs treatment. I don't see it reasonable for someone to have to wait for treatment when they need it. So if you need help, please reach out today. You can do so by emailing us at rechargeyourlife@hotmail.com or checking out our website at rechargeyourlifellc.com or calling us. You'll find our phone number on the website. You'll notice that there's a new tab at Recharge Your Life. In future weeks, we will be having items that you can shop for that will help recharge your life, including weighted blankets, essential oil, diffusers, eye masks, journals, day planners, candles, different things that you can use to recharge your life. Also t-shirts and coffee mugs that might just say recharge your life, or other inspirational quotes that we enjoy here at Recharge Your Life. So keep checking the website for that. And again, we look forward to servicing your needs and helping you have the most success that you can have here in 2024. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Hi, and good evening. Tonight I just wanted to come and talk to you a little bit about music. Yeah, why music? You know, sometimes, you know, people come to therapy and they want to tell their therapist how they're feeling, and they just can't find the words to describe what they're feeling. And that's fine. We all get that, right? You know, we feel overwhelmed, we've lost our words, we can't figure out the best way to describe to somebody what it is we're thinking or we're feeling. We all get that sometimes, and it's fine. Nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed of. But sometimes we can think of a song that can describe for us what it is we're thinking or what it is we're feeling, and help us let our therapist know what we're thinking and feeling. So, you know, if there's ever a time that you're in this situation where you're lost for words, can't describe how you feel, but there's a song that comes to mind that, you know, best describes how you're feeling at the moment, please, you know, bring this song to us. Let us listen to it. It's a really good way to gain insight to what you're thinking or feeling, or just better understand you and where you're at. I always find it very interesting and enjoy, you know, hearing the music. Oftentimes, it's music that I've not heard of, which is also very interesting because it opens the door to new sounds and new artists. And, you know, there's a whole wide world of music out there. And there's so many ways that we can find different things musically to help us describe how we feel. Oftentimes when we're sad or mad, we're definitely drawn to different types of music for different reasons. I know personally, if I'm mad or sad, I'm definitely drawn to music that helps me feel empowered or strong. I know if I am missing home, I very much am drawn to songs about New York. Through our life, we might have songs that, you know, that are paired with different times of our life, different songs that may bring up emotion for us when we hear it, based on experiences that we've had in life. And, you know, if you have a song that's paired with an experience in your life that isn't pleasant, it's always nice to be able to pair that song with something more pleasant, something more happy, so that you can have better memories associated with the song. So don't throw away the song, just repair it with something different. Music's a, you know, really at the center of everything that we do. It's in our lives all the time, you know. So share what you love with us, and it will be a musical journey into getting to know you more and understand how you feel. Thanks.